visiting here with Kai Robertson at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum. Your subject was food waste. I was fascinated by some of, especially the statistics you have. Tell us how big of an issue this is in the United States.
So it's a huge issue. It's a billion-pound issue. Just according to the EPA estimates, which actually many think are low, more than 67 billion pounds of food end up in a landfill every year. In the meantime, if you think about what could 67 billion pounds of food, what could we do with that? We could feed 4 meals a day for an entire year to the 47 million Americans who are currently in poor, not be able to feed themselves fully as adequately as they'd like to.
I think that made a big impact on this group of ag journalists here. In fact, on Twitter, it was being posted quite frequently. So you called it kind of like throwing some marbles or rolling some marbles at this problem, putting resources towards it. What are some of the things that we can do, whether that's the individuals here in this country, or that are some other things that maybe kind of can help us make better use of what we've got?
I use the analogy of marbles because there's no single silver bullet. There's really a lot of different marbles that we could throw at this. And it's everything from thinking as consumers, because in the U.S., we individuals waste a lot of food, and just being cognizant of what we're doing with our leftovers, where they go. Within the kind of in the middle and in the food chain, we have a distribution problem. There's not really a good system right now to collect the leftover edible, perfectly edible food from retailers, from restaurants, from other food places where food is served, whether that's hotels or cafeterias. And there's some regulatory, some government help that would be helpful to set up the right policies and the right incentives, and then there's an infrastructure element too, where companies like Waste Management are developing composting facilities, so there is a place for the food to go, perhaps not edible, but the food that's instead of letting the food rot in the landfill, where it creates methane gases, and we can turn that compost into soil that can be reused and put back into the food chain.
Yeah, I like the graphic you had from, I think it was EPA, on an inverted pyramid of, what are the levels and steps that we can do. So we will hope that we all pay a little closer attention to what we're doing in terms of the food we're consuming and the food we waste. Thank you very much, Kai Robertson, here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.